I was just going to tell him we have a quorum.
Chairwoman, I'm so sorry. My phone died right outside my Zoom.
I know I saw you up there. Rest not. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting back to order. Madam Clerk, would you do roll call, please?
Congressman Bakehorse. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Chair Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Congressman Tillman, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Father God, we've had some heavy hearts amongst our Osage people here in the last month or so. We just ask you to be with them, Father. Be with them that way and comfort them and wrap your arms around them and give them peace. Give them some peace inside their hearts and their homes. And watch over and protect them wherever they may be. And we continue to pray for those families who are in mourning. Father, we ask you to be with us here this morning as we conduct the business of the Osage Nation. Be with our Osage people throughout the world. And bless our chief and our assistant chief. We ask all these things in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Not sure what the date of the meeting is that we have, but it'll be attached to the invitation.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated September 16th, 2025 as presented.
Second.
The motion is second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed to the motion? Say no. Seeing none, the motion passes. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda, we have Real Estate Services with us today in the Natural Resources Committee. Ms. Yancey is joined us by Zoom, and I see we also have Secretary Johnson on the line with us. And welcome and good morning to our meeting here. I don't know who wants to talk to us, but how I like to start is just a very brief, since we don't have much time this morning, a very brief overview of how the real estate offices and department have been doing this past year, something you're looking forward into the next year, and then we'll get into your budgets. There's not many. I think you have three or four that we're going to look at. So, Secretary Johnson, would you like to start off with Realty Services, or should I just go to the Director Yancey?
I'll say a couple of things, Madam Chair, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
Yes, ma'am. Like everybody else, there's things not in this budget that we had in there. So Ms. Yancey can explain all that. There's no need to get into that whole rigmarole again. These folks have been doing a real good job down there, dealing with all kinds of issues that constituents may have or that the nation may have. They do a real solid job. They need some help down there. especially with the restricted land program. It's we have figured out it's a little bit more than you know, what we thought it was going to be. So Natasha has a plan for that. And it's mostly just her budgets. I'll let her get into the details of all of their accomplishments and things, but I'm really proud of these guys, really happy with their work. So she can speak to better detail and her budgets. And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you so much, Secretary. Ms. Yancey, do you have just a overarching overview before we go into your separate budgets that you would like to say before we get started? If you just want to get started and talk about it as we go, we can do that as well. So let me know how you'd like to do that, Ms. Yancey.
I think I'd just like to start just with the budget and then talk about it and proceed that way.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to move on the agenda, and we're at ONCA 2596, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $80,248,039 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor of the bill, and this committee we are responsible for section 51 and 52 of this legislation. Congresswoman Rivard, do you have anything you'd like to say about this?
No, I would say that I think we're going to talk about section 51. Is that correct?
Yes, 51 first.
Okay. And so it just looks like the request this year of tribal dollars is at 282,167 is this section. And we already have, there's a difference, I'd assume, I think, in the introduction of what we're looking at. It looks like their operations, a little bit of equipment maintenance and occupancy went up. But other than that, there's not too much difference in their tribal request as far as real estate services goes, or Section 51. And Natasha, is there anything you want to add to your particular request this year of tribal dollars?
So let me see. Like most departments, I did include new positions, but all of them were, you know, not included in this. We were wanting to add another field inspector, and this field inspector would help with our normal field inspections on our restricted property, but then they would also oversee the inspections on all of our commercial properties. The other position that we put in for was a restricted land program manager. That way, that would be their focus, is just the restricted land program. They would oversee all of the field inspectors. They would keep everything organized. But that was basically all the changes that we had requested.
Chair, I would not like to talk to her too about her professional fees, because it seems as though a lot of times in real estate services, that's where their barriers and obstacles are there, like because of the certifications tied with their appraisal work or surveys and things of that nature. I was wondering if
I'm going to interrupt you just 1 minute. I thought I had section 51 and all the documents copied, but I don't. I do.
It was from our previous meeting that we had. I found it as the last page of the previous documents of the previous meeting that we had.
Okay, but it's not copied in the packet I laid on your desk right
no,
now.
No, but it's in the one you gave us previous.
Okay.
So you did. You do have it.
Okay. But it's not in the packet that I gave you today.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's the last meeting that we had.
Okay, thank you. All right, continue on, Congresswoman.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So there's, you know, I think 195, close to 200,000 requests in professional fees. And I was just wondering if you would talk about those requests, Natasha, and maybe some of the obstacles and barriers that you guys find because of the restrictions put forth.
So on our professional fees for our tribal budget, those are basically the phase one environmental assessments for our fee to trust applications, any title work that we need completed for our fee to trust, surveys, and any filing fees where we have to file a deed or any documents to clear up title. That's what the professional fees for that tribal budget are. For the restricted land program, we do have professional fees for the fencing, noxious weeds, pond cleanout, surveys, new ponds, and ARC surveys. So the ARC surveys for our new pond, we have not completed a new pond due to the ARC surveys. It's a process. It's a long process, I feel like. And I know everyone is kind of overworked, and I don't want to say overworked, but they're kind of have other projects going on than just our projects. So I feel like that can hinder new ponds in the restricted land program.
Chair, if I may,
continue, Congresswoman Rebar.
What is the cost then, the $125,000 then for your Sizemore and Associates?
Those are surveys.
Those are surveys too. So that's the survey and just in your real estate budget, and that covers?
Correct.
Okay. And then $15,000 for appraisals?
Mm-hmm.
So Ms. Yancey, when you reference, when you're talking about cleaning out the ponds, dredging them out, I guess it's kind of a dredging process, right? And you say that people are busy. Are you talking about contractors, or are we trying to use our own operators here at the nation to do that? Are you talking about contract labor?
Trying to use our own department to probably historic press to complete them. But we will, if they are unable to get to the project in the time that we need it to be completed, then we would reach out to an outside contractor.
As far as a restricted property, have we cleaned out ponds? Have we accomplished
any of that? We have cleaned out ponds. It's just when you have a new pond, we have to have an ARC survey completed before we can build a new pond.
Okay, for building new ponds. Okay, I understand now. Any more questions? Congresswoman Rebar.
Now, when you say we have to have an ARC survey to clean out a pond, is that because we say so in our own statute?
Well,
or is that a historic pres regulation, or where are you quoting that from?
It's when the restricted land program first came to existence. The announcement went out, and Dr. Hunter's office reached out to us to ensure that we would be following their procedure of any new builds.
Okay, so is that found in, where is that required in their area? Like I'm hearing that we're required to have an ARC survey, but who's saying that? And I understand it's coming from historic pres, but where's that written? And what policy or reg are we following, adhering to?
I honestly do not know.
Because okay. That's what I would say, Chairs. I feel like could be one of those obstacles or barriers that, you know, I'm not saying to go around it. I'm just saying, what is the purpose and if it's holding up getting ponds cleaned out for our people?
So, Congresswoman Rivard, I would... Congressman Tillman?
Yeah, I don't know, but the ARC survey may fall under historic preservation, that's section 106, where anytime you dig, you have to look for human remains, artifacts, burial objects, et cetera. And I'm just guessing right now that maybe that's where it comes from, Congresswoman Rivard. Don't know, but just to kind of stab at it.
Thank you.
I don't know either, but I bet that we could... somebody's directing you to do those ARC studies before we move dirt. So it might be a federal nexus because the land is held in restricted status for the property owner. So there may be a federal nexus there. We can probably do some discovery on the laws and see if we want to incorporate that or if that's something that's unnecessary for our individual property owners. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure that it's in regulation somewhere. Congresswoman Lemon, you look like you had something you wanted to contribute to this conversation.
On those surveys that she's speaking about, is NEPA not involved in this whenever we go to start digging anywhere on our restricted and reservation lands? That's the, you know what I'm talking about, the NEPA requirement?
Oh, the CADEC?
Is that possibly it, Natasha? One of the, not barriers. I don't want to call it a barrier. That's not, for me, that's not a, that's really not a term that I'm comfortable using in that sense. Because I don't think that what Congresswoman Rivard is basically, I don't think she's getting at, you know, a barrier and we should not do it. It's just understanding the process. And because I have every faith knowing that she would not want to disrupt something that shouldn't be disrupted, whether it be sacred or not. So thank you.
Was that Secretary Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Please, yes.
Yes, Congressman Tillman is correct. It has to do with the Section 106. I saw you, Joe. and a couple of the others are correct. We... You know, before breaking ground on the newer senior housing units up here, we had to call historic preservation in. And this land has been in trust and built on for I don't know how many years. So we still had to bring those folks up here and go through that process. One of the other barriers that Congresswoman Rivard and Ms. Yancey spoke about in our big meeting is the actual certifications of some of the surveyors, the certifications that they have to have when they're dealing with restricted property. I don't remember the details of that conversation, but Natasha, I think that's one of the things Congresswoman Rivard was referring to, and how few of those folks there are.
Oh, the CFEB surveyors.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Congresswoman Rivard, the totals on this section of the bill, they need to change. Is that correct? The bottom line totals or not? Because I don't have the document in front of me.
I think there were some, in this particular budget, there were some new positions requested that were removed.
But our totals match what the budget what the budget says and what the legislation says. Are our totals correct with the budget we're working off of? Because I don't have section 51. I have 52, but not one.
We have 282,167 in on the documents that we've received, the 815 and 829. So I think that the amount is correct.
Okay.
Without the previous request before they came down, but it looks like 282,167, Chair.
Okay, and that's the total you have, Ms. Yancey.
I have 254,504. I believe the 282,167 had the MISA.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get at.
In there that was not passed.
I don't have the document in front of me.
Oh, I see. Remember, if you remember, there was conversation about if we needed to remove any of the MIFA from the real estate tribal.
Right.
But I'm not seeing, I see the 282. So what part of this then, Natasha, would be your MIFA?
Can you direct us to what that is, Ms. Yancey?
I will try.
I'm not seeing.
Let me see. Hang on just a second.
I'm not seeing, if I may, Chair, I'm not seeing salaries. I'm just seeing operations, admin, and then professional fees.
I thought I had it before we started.
So my, I know my, the reason there's not a salary listed is they are using my carryover funds to fund the salaries, the wages for FY26. I can't tell where they removed.
So Ms. Yancey, let me get something clear in my head. We have another budget for you in real estate services that is part of the MIFA budget. Mm-hmm. Are you saying you do have tribal dollars that are going to augment the MIFA positions? Is that what I'm, do I understand that correctly?
No.
So
I have, okay, so I have carryover federal dollars from previous years that they're using to fund my current tribal position.
Okay. So in the other budget, in the non-tribal bill, all of that is your carryover funds and not MIFA. Yes, Section 14 says subsurface leasing, and I was under the impression that is all of the MIFA dollars that you were going to get.
Yes.
For this new for minerals.
Correct.
And mining. Is that correct? And we aren't going to find any of those dollars in any of these other budgets. That's what we're trying to get clear on. They're just in Section 14. Okay. Good. So, thank you, Congresswoman, for getting that for me. I appreciate it. Yes. All of the MIFA dollars we're gonna find them in Section 14 of the other bill that's on the. There's no MIFA dollars within ONCA 2596.
Okay.
All the MIFA dollars are going to be in 2594, Section 14. So that's where we'll do our work to not send that forward, okay? Right. So in the tribal budget, is there any more questions or adjustments that this committee should make to this budget that we're looking at, Section 51 right now? Congresswoman Lemon.
I don't feel that there is, but because she has a different total, and we're looking at this, Ms. Yancey, are you going to make note that an appropriation that needs to be amended down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
254-504. Correct, Ms. Yancey?
What was your total on Section 51, Natasha?
$254,504.
Okay, I'm making a note of that.
Thank you.
All right. Any more questions about this tribal budget from the committee? All right. Ms. Yancey, I'm going to have a meeting on Thursday, and I think that we want to have a, I do, and I'll talk to the committee, a discussion more about this restricted property fund that we're serving our constituents with, and just maybe talk about the function of that. Right now, we want to go ahead and get through your budget. So I will get with you after this meeting, and I think the meeting's scheduled for Thursday. So I'll talk with you and let you know and see if you're available. So thank you, and we're going to move on to your next budget, which would be Section 52, Restricted Land Fencing and Noxious Weeds. I believe everybody does have that section in the copies that I made this morning. Do you want to speak a little bit about the restricted land fencing, noxious weed, boundary surveys, and ponds at Section 52?
Okay, so we actually went down in our request. Last year we asked for $1.1 million. This year we have asked for $931,000, $380,000 for fencing, $80,000 for noxious weed, $127,000 for pond cleanout, $100,000 for surveys, $44,000 for new ponds, and $200,000 for arc surveys.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? There's one that I see, and I'm curious to know. So this serves restricted property only, just as your federal dollars serve restricted property too. Mm-hmm. So on the professional fees, we have a lot of, it looks to me like we might have a lot of survey money. Do we, appraisal and survey money between the two of those? No, I guess I'm not looking at that correctly. So do both of your federal budget and this tribal budget ask for survey dollars? I guess that's my question.
So the federal dollar, or the federal budget, my federal budget does not have surveys in it. My operating tribal budget does. That's for the nation's deed of trust. And then, of course, the restricted land program is specifically just for the individual restricted landowners.
But we pay for those surveys and not, we don't get money from the Department of Interior or the federal government for any of those surveys?
No.
Okay. It's kind of a hard pill to swallow. Any more questions about this budget? We're looking at budget section 52. I don't have any more questions about it, the budget, but I do want to talk later about the policy and how we're administering this to our people, and I don't think that's part of today's conversation. So if there's no more questions on Section 52 right now, committee, I would like to go ahead and on this portion of the bill, I would like to, what's the language we're using? We'd like to report. We would like to consider Section 51 of ONCA 2596 reviewed with amendments. There'll be amendments to it. And Section 52 reviewed. Now we're going to move on to ONCA 2594, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $13,244,615 of non-tribal self-governance funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor on this one. We have a Section 11 and Section 14.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I believe these are the two sections that we discussed somewhat earlier that was dependent upon the MIFA approval. And that's a... Wait, hold on. Natasha, I don't want to mess this up for you because I know you have self-governance fund. You have real estate services, self-governance fund. Yep. So do you want to talk about those? How much you project to receive in 26?
So I have listed $858,764 is what they are estimating for us to receive. That does include $269,028 for appraisals.
Can you repeat that? We didn't hear what that was for, Ms. Jansen.
The $269,028 is for appraisals.
Yes, I see that down there. Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay. Congresswoman Revard, do you have anything else on this budget?
So, Natasha, how much do you have right now in carryover in your self-governance dollars?
I don't know what the exact amount is right now.
Well, Chair, if I may, the reason I ask is you had mentioned that you were going to utilize some of your carryover for some of your positions, which I think is smart. To use your unspent funds. So I was just wondering how much you had, if you knew how much you had for real estate on your carryover.
I do not at this time.
But you do have some?
Yes.
Okay.
Any more questions about this self-governance budget? Okay, seeing none. On Section 14 of that same bill, now this is what I understand to be the new MIFA funds that went along with Amendment 10 for subsurface leasing. Is that correct, Ms. Jansen? Okay. So yep. Do we want to just recommend to the Appropriations Committee that Section 14 is excluded from the bill? Okay. So is there any more discussion that we want to talk about here on ONCA 2594 committee? Okay, seeing none. We'd like to report to Congress that ONCA 2594, we have covered Section 11 and it's, I don't know, approved or whatever. We've reviewed it. And on Section 14, we've reviewed it with the view for the Appropriation Committee to take it out of the bill. Now, my next question is are we going to do, are we actually doing committee reports and reporting these back to the floor to get reassigned to appropriations? What is the process that we're going to do this by? Does anybody have the answer to that? I see Congresswoman Goodfox would like to say how that looks.
How we've handled in GovOps is we're reviewing, we're saying that it's reviewed, and that at the point that every single committee of jurisdiction has reviewed, then it's going to be reported out. That's how we've done it in Commerce and in GovOps.
Right. So So our committee, we reviewed all this, the sections that have been assigned to us. So, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2596 to Congress as section 51 and 52 have been reviewed with a, well, do pass? Is that what you're doing?
We've already done that part.
We've not reported out.
We're not making any motions.
We're not making any motions. Reviewed. Okay.
I guess.
So then you're doing a committee report?
And it's not. And it's not even.
After you review your sections, then I will let appropriations know if these sections are completed by the committee, and then y'all start working on their amendments. So we don't need to make any motions at all.
Okay. I know what Maria's thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's thinking about that it hasn't been reported out of the committee, and she may not have another meeting. I think we could handle that moving forward is that once the clerks have said everything from this bill is reviewed, we can do a discharge form. Is that what you're thinking about?
Well, is that what every committee is going to do? They're going to discharge their bills and sections?
We haven't talked about that. I just know that we're done with our big budget bill and nothing has been reported out. It's just been reviewed.
Yeah, we're waiting on everybody to report their finish their sections.
But the okay, I guess for the purposes of I want to go into recess because we have a few more minutes and because I'd really like to report my sections out and we need to talk about it because right now those sections they're my property of they're this committee's property and we don't have anything in the rules that just let us slide it other than a discharge notice to get it out of this committee in my view of our process. And so I would prefer to report because I have ONCA 2596, we have ONCA 2594 sections, we have some ONCA 25103 sections within this committee that we've reviewed all of them in different and separate meetings. And I believe that it's either going to have to be a discharge notice or we're going to have a committee report that we've reviewed them to the floor of Congress, and then the speaker would send those all back to appropriations. I'm a process hound. That's the way the paper trail would go. Is if I got to choose. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Adjourn.
Is there a second? We're adjourned. Oh, all in favor, say yes.
Yes,
we're adjourned. Thank you guys for joining us.
I hear what you're saying.
Thank you.
Have a good day.